WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, everyone. Buckle up because today we're diving into something super crucial, patience. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. It's like the most obvious virtue ever. But trust me, there's a reason it keeps popping up in every self-help book and ancient philosophy text. Patience isn't just about waiting politely in line for your latte. It's the superpower that can unlock inner peace, resilience, and even happiness in this crazy world we live in. So, ever felt like you were constantly running on a hamster wheel? Life's throwing curveballs left and right, deadlines are looming, and your to-do list seems longer than the Amazon rainforest? We've all been there, right? And that frantic feeling, that's impatience rearing its ugly head. It makes us irritable, stressed, and honestly, kinda miserable. But here's the kicker. Practicing patience isn't about suppressing your emotions or becoming some Zen master who sits on a mountaintop chanting all day. It's about developing a mindset shift, a conscious choice to approach challenges with a calmer, more grounded perspective. Think of it like this. Imagine you're learning a new skill, maybe playing the guitar or finally trying that intricate baking recipe. You're not going to expect to be shredding solos on day one or whipping up Michelin star-worthy dishes overnight, right? It takes time, practice, and yeah, a whole lot of patience. Life is kind of like that. It's a journey, not a race. Now, let's break down some key takeaways. Number 1. Patience is not passive acceptance. It's not about just sitting there and letting things happen to you. It's about actively choosing how you respond to situations, even when they're frustrating. Number 2. Practice mindfulness. Take a moment to truly be present in the now. Feel your breath, notice your surroundings, and let go of those anxious thoughts about the future or regrets about the past. This helps us stay calm and centered, making it easier to handle things with grace. Think of meditation as a mental workout. It trains your brain to focus and resist getting caught up in that whirlwind of emotions. And trust me, once you get the hang of it, you'll feel like a superhero, effortlessly navigating life's chaos. Number 3. Reframe your perspective. Instead of viewing challenges as obstacles, see them as opportunities for growth. Remember that epic baking disaster I mentioned earlier? Yeah, sometimes those failures teach us more than any perfect outcome ever could. And speaking of failures, number 4. Learn to let go of perfectionism. Life is messy. We all make mistakes. It's okay. The goal isn't to be flawless. It's to learn from our experiences and keep moving forward. Be kind to yourself, just as you would be kind to a friend who's struggling. Finally, number 5. Celebrate small victories. Every time you manage to stay calm in a stressful situation, every time you practice mindfulness, every time you choose to respond with patience instead of reacting impulsively, that's a win. Acknowledge those little successes and give yourself credit for the progress you're making. All right, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're stuck in traffic, right? It's rush hour. Everyone's honking, and your patience is wearing thinner than a cheap pair of tights. But instead of letting that anger boil over, you take a deep breath, put on some chill music, and even use the time to listen to a podcast, maybe even this one. You arrive at your destination feeling calm and collected instead of stressed out and agitated. See, patience doesn't mean being a doormat, it means choosing how you react. It's about finding that inner peace, even amidst the chaos. So, today's call to action is simple. Practice a little patience in your everyday life. Take those deep breaths, reframe those negative thoughts, and celebrate those small victories. Remember, patience isn't just a virtue, it's a skill, and like any skill, it takes time and practice. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. See you tomorrow for another dose of Stoic wisdom. Keep calm, keep growing, and keep rocking your world.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.